Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today, our very special guest, he's the president of Florida Tech, Dr. Dwayne McKay. A lot of activity going on these last few weeks, Hurricane Dorian and its aftermath. Obviously, the Bahamas took the brunt of that storm. And Florida Institute of Technology has stepped up in a big way to try to help. Tell our listeners a bit, if you will, sir, about what the College of Aero and some of our alums are working on.
We have one alum that's especially sensitive. He's from Puerto Rico. He's a first officer for United Airlines. And he immediately said, we've got to help these people. He led the same kind of charge when Puerto Rico was hit. They've arranged volunteers from Brevard County. They have donations being brought in from all over the county and probably outside the county. We've got the Boy Scouts, we have the Girl Scouts, the Chamber of Commerce, the City Council, of course, Florida Tech, College of Aeronautics, and other students. It's one thing to accumulate supplies. The one thing our College of Aeronautics has is the ability to deliver them. And we have one little bit larger airplane. We're able to deliver about 1,500 pounds of supplies. And after the first trip down that was flown by Miguel and also Isaac Silver, who runs our flight line, they came back and said, it's amazing. There are dozens, maybe hundreds of people standing in line to evacuate. I mean, they're bringing down dried food and things. They don't have water. They don't have an ability to cook beans. And some of the people have been in line for 2 days with almost nothing to eat and no water. And so we sort of changed our emphasis. The best medical supplies we could deliver were water and power bars and the things that could solve their hunger and their thirst problems. Then we got a C-47 that came down from Valiant Air, and now we're loading not 1,500, but like 5,000 pounds. And we still have a warehouse full. And so the flights are going to continue. We've had some gifts from Mike Shaw, from Johnny Swan, and Jim that's helping us be able to operate those aircraft. They drink a lot of fuel. And in fact, one of the deliveries was 4 55-gallon drums of gasoline. We dodged a bullet, but that bullet hit the Bahamas just dead on. Some of the things that we try to instill in all our students, both undergraduate and graduate, not just educate them and not just teach them to do research, but to make them good global citizens. So it wasn't like, it was someone from a foreign country getting hit. It was our folks. It was our friends. It was our neighbors. It was part of our family. And it was a huge success in terms of how much the Bahamian government appreciated what was being done. Randy Fine participated. He went down on one of the flights, our local congressman, and it just was a tearjerker in terms of how bad it was there and how much Florida Tech was doing for them and how much the people appreciated it.
And I know you had an opportunity actually to discuss this relief effort with CNN over the weekend. They interviewed you live, and you were able to share a bit more about our priority of good global citizens, because this really is and does require a disaster of this magnitude, does require that level of cooperation, does it not?
It's human beings helping human beings. It's really quite beautiful. And you see all of these individuals here in Brevard County that are giving to the relief effort, participating in the relief effort, helping load airplanes. The one thing I could tell the CNN reporter is how proud I was, not just of Florida Tech, but also of Brevard County and the area we live in. And we know at some point, maybe way down the road, I hope, we'll take a hit. And I couldn't be more proud of our students and our staff and faculty and all the folks that participated. But even more than that, all of Brevard County, all of Florida. Talk about what makes America great. That's what makes the whole world great.
For more information on how you can help with a Brevard County relief effort for the Bahamas, go to relieffortheBahamas.com. Dr. Dwayne McKay, president of Florida Tech, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Wes.